Coming up, we're going to be talking about the success of Shogun, plus also we'll be talking about has Disney killed Bambi and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's time for a quick Disney Plus news roundup. Let's start off talking about a brand new series which is going to be coming out on the 1st of April called Vanderpump Villa. So this one is going to be out on the 1st of April with 3 episodes, with a new episode dropping each Monday afterwards. It's going to be out on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus in the United States. And it's also been confirmed it's coming out on Disney Plus here in the UK, also in Canada and Australia and in other countries on the same time. So nice to see this release getting a global one. That's what we should be doing. And I'll talk about how that is good later on about Shogun. So we've got this brand new trailer and I think it looks a lot of fun. It looks, as you'd expect with a reality TV series, probably very, very made up, not entirely truthful, and just looks a bit fun, because you've basically got Vanderpump, she's kind of got this big hotel, and she's offering all of the services to very expensive clients, and it's very posh, and all the lighting looks great. And then they've hired all of these people to work in there, but they're all kind of also on a show, but they're all kind of hooking up, and there's breakups, and there's deceit and all kinds of stuff. It is, you know, reality TV. I know a lot of people aren't necessarily into it, but I like watching this kind of stuff. Me and my wife, we tend to like these kind of things like The Kardashians. We're currently watching Married at First Sight Australia. I like these kind of reality TV series, and this one is definitely right up my streak. Kardashians has been a huge hit on Disney Plus around the world. And also, in general, you know, this reality type of content is a very different kind of audience than maybe that might want to watch a Marvel or a Star Wars show. And I think it's great that Disney is embracing this content and giving us something a little bit different for those of us that do enjoy this kind of stuff. It's also generally a lot cheaper to make. But let us know, you're excited about Vanderpump Villa? Love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. So moving on from there, let's now talk about Shogun, a brand new FX series. We got the first 2 episodes were released last week. We had a new episode earlier this week. We're having new episodes every Thursday. It's out on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus in the United States. They're also airing it on the FX channel. And also internationally is out on Disney Plus. And that has been a huge success, pulling in over 9 million views over the first 6 days for the first episode, which means that it's higher than any other FX series recently, including The Bear Season 2. Though it's important to note with The Bear Season 2, that one wasn't released internationally at the same time. They waited a couple of weeks, unfortunately. Yeah, but big hit. According to Samba TV, 1.8 million US households watched it in the US. Again, much more than most recent shows. This is getting a lot of attention. It's kind of one of those shows, I think, that's picking up word of mouth as good results. People are talking about it. And I think the viewership is just going to continue to elevate. A lot of people talk about it being like Game of Thrones kind of things. I don't really see that, because this is much more set in reality, set in the past, right? And there's no dragons or anything like that in it. But I'm really enjoying this show. I think it's one of the best shows we've seen for a long time. If you haven't seen it, check it out. But also, I think this is really good to show that having a worldwide release for these kind of shows is exactly what's needed. It allows it to grow. It allows people from other countries, they're all communicating on social media. The advertising can get straight to the point. Everyone's getting it, and it's a global event. And yeah, I think this is great, and hopefully we'll show that these kind of things from FX need to be done more regularly, where new releases are global at the same time, especially for big, expensive shows like this. But great to see this. But also, it was interesting that in the actual press release, they talked about how there was a boost in viewership because of Hulu on Disney Plus, kind of pointing that one out. Considering they don't really do a lot of advertising for Hulu on Disney Plus yet, and they talk about how engagement's higher, but they never mention it. It's coming out of beta later this month, hopefully then. I did notice I had an email from Disney with regards to, you know, there's the standard generic one that goes out to subscribers, and they did showcase that Shogun was in there. And when you go into Disney Plus in the US, you do have the banner kind of saying that it's in the Hulu hub. So they are definitely pushing it. And I think it's great. And this really shows why FX being within Disney Plus can really help them, giving us other content that's not necessarily just Marvel and Star Wars. But yeah, so let us know. Are you checking out Shogun? Have you not? Why not? Love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about maybe one of the projects that Disney has recently killed. So earlier this week, Bob Iger took part in the Morgan Stanley conference, where he talked about how they have killed some projects recently that just weren't good enough. And one of them projects looks like it could be the live-action remake of Bambi. So this one's been in the works for a while, and it was going to be directed by Sarah Polley, but however, according to The Wrap, she is no longer attached to the film. The director's also worked on Woman Talking, which actually picked up an Oscar for her screenplay. Now, I think this kind of sides in, not just with Disney just trying to cut back on how much stuff it's putting out and focusing on quality, and questioning, more importantly, does this need to exist? That's the new motto, apparently, from the head of Disney Live Action, who's recently just come in from Searchlight Pictures. That's something that's been brought up. And I think that generally, it makes sense that, you know, they take a look at the projects they're working on, and are these going to work? The big question is, whenever I've posted about this Bambi film, most people are like, why? Again, you know, this is kind of weird thing of, people don't really want all these live-action remakes. I think a few of them are really good. I really enjoyed Aladdin. I enjoyed Maleficent in some ways. Alice in Wonderland, Cruella. These kind of things where they kind of take the story and change it a little bit, I think work really well. But just doing a live... And Bambi is not an easy story to do. It's going to obviously be very expensive with the special effects that they've done with The Lion King. Also, who really wants to see Bambi's mother shot? You know, it's not a great story. Yeah, and I think sometimes just kind of going back and doing these things, it's like, why? What is the benefit of doing this? And yeah, so this one, no official word. We might not officially know, but it was very obvious that once Disney kind of put out this thing of Bob Iger saying, you know, we've killed some projects, things were going to start swinging around of like, what is this? There's been other reports I've seen online, and maybe the Sword in the Stone remake is also maybe possibly gone. We don't yet know about like the Hercules one they're working on, or Robin Hood, or the Aristocats. Again, I think we've seen that the kind of the bubble of this live action remake stuff has popped. People got bored of it. Disney just went to the well so many times. They had some amazing success. Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, you know, Jungle Book, Lion King, you know, they had some really good success. But they've also had some big duds. Dumbo, Pinocchio, they just have not done that well. And yeah, I do think, you know, we've still got a few more to go. We've got Lilo and Stitch, that's currently just finished wrapped. We got the upcoming Lion King sequel. Yeah, I just feel like right now, yeah, cutting back is what they really need to do. And if Bambi's the live action is the one that needs to get shot, I think that's a good thing. I don't think we need it. I think I'd much rather them spend that money on something different, something original. Yeah, and I just don't think a live action remake of Bambi, why? I mean, everyone's good. I mean, that movie, it was bad enough when it came out, and everyone, you know, it's not really, it's definitely not a movie I enjoyed watching as a kid. Again, it was just that kind of story. But yeah, Bambi live action, looks like they've shot that one. They've got rid of that one, which I'm kind of hoping that that is the case. I think it is. If they're killing off projects, this one definitely said to me, like, yeah, that one's going to be very expensive, and I don't think it's going to hit the mark. I don't think we need it. And if it was a Disney Plus film, they're cutting back on that. And at the cinema, would people have gone and seen it? I don't know. I don't think people would have gone, knowing Ning. I mean, what are they going to do? Like, not kill off Bambi's mum? That's a big core part of the storyline, and I don't think people will want to go see that. Very tricky, but let us know what you think of this in the comments below. In our question of the day, which comes from GooCap, who says, with Warner Brothers Discovery shutting Rooster Teeth, do you think Disney should buy some of their IPs like Red vs. Blue or Camp Camp? So the news came out yesterday that Warner Brothers Discovery is going to be closing down Rooster Teeth. It's been running for about 20 years. This is a content creation like hub. They at one point used to have about 400 staff. I think they were down to about 100. And they've been making lots of content. They were kind of around before YouTube was around. And they've been kind of a big part of like video games and like entertainment and stuff, and I've watched stuff over the years. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of their stuff, but over the years I've seen bits and pieces and stuff. But this to me indicates a major problem that they're saying right now of Warner Brothers Discovery doesn't know what to do with this. That was the key thing. You know, money in like YouTube and like content creation has changed. You know, when they first started doing it, there wasn't as much of it. There's a lot more competition now. And that size of that group has just probably got bigger and bigger and bigger. The production and stuff has got more and more expensive, and people are making it obviously away from them much cheaper. As far as Disney buying this stuff, I don't think, why would Disney want it? This is stuff that can be easily replicated by other people. Disney has been in the internet sort of media space before. They had Maker, and they ended up shutting down most of that. Trying to compete with online stuff just doesn't work. You know, you can kind of see that thing of, you know, Disney's drastically cut back on how much like internet content it creates. There was a stage where Disney was making you know, essentially, you know, things like What's Up Disney Plus and things like this that they were making, that suddenly that, you know, that just wasn't cost effective for them to make it. How they were doing it. I'm doing it in a spare bedroom in my house. You know, it's a bit different, and there's no cost. I'm not, and the only thing is, it's me. And, you know, with you watching it, or if you support us through Patreon or YouTube channel members, that's how I do it. There's no sponsors, there's no things, and it's all kind of kept in close. And costs, obviously, that's the key thing. These big internet companies, they've just exploded. And I think that Rooster Teeth has been brought out so many times. I kind of look at it and go, like, what does Disney gain from it? Most of their IPs doesn't really mean anything. Nothing they can really do with it. I hope the people that were there, they can kind of go off. You know, I don't know if all of them can go off and do their own little thing, because I just don't think there's enough space in the market for everyone. The cream will rise to the top, and the, you know, the main presenters and stuff will go off there. I tend to like Inside Gaming, and then they kind of broke off and become Inside Gaming or some other, either way they did it. They kept it as close as they possibly could. Yeah, it's interesting. Again, I just don't see how, what does this gain if Disney was to purchase it? They obviously couldn't find it, and Warner Brothers couldn't find anyone. And also, I feel this kind of content doesn't fit within a large mega corporation. We've seen lots of big corporations. They sell these things, they boost up, they get bigger, they sell to big corporations, and big corporations can't run these kind of things because, yeah. But there's also a ripple on effect with like Rooster Teeth closing, how it affects other creators, like Kind of Funny, for example. You know, they would sell their advertising. And again, it's that thing of, if you have a creator that you like and they're a small independent one, consider small supporting them. You know, it can be just watching their videos, you know, as I said, using like YouTube or Patreon, you know, going to the websites and stuff. All of this helps, because there's, you know, small creators that can become part of a bigger thing. It doesn't really, you know, it doesn't always work out. And I don't think as well, there's that difference of small time creators, and then they get bigger and bigger and bigger, which obviously Rooster Teeth is the example of what was probably what everybody wanted from these kind of companies. But it shows that once you get a big cheese and studios and stuff, it just doesn't compare to the other content they're creating. And yeah, so I just don't think, there's not really any need for Disney to do something with Rooster Teeth. It just doesn't, I just don't see any advantage for them to do it. And also, they're in a mode right now where they're kind of selling rather than buying. And yeah, if you were to say to them, like, buy something else, I'd look at this and go, this is not an asset that's going to be worthwhile doing it. You know, you want to put some money into something where you can make something original, new IP, etc. But I'd love to know your thoughts on all this in the comments below. Remember to go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And I'll see you guys soon. Later.